Thank you, Danny. I got 22 minutes. That's what I think I'm supposed to speak. Okay, so I'm Smokey Joe, a compulsive gambler. My real name is Joseph M. I met my partner almost, he's going on almost 50 years, about a year and a half, Brother George. He meant the world to me. What I'm talking about is walking in circles today. I got 4 points here. You know, there's a celebration for everybody here in life today. No matter if they got one day or, like myself, 41 years and 10 days. Okay? But it's a celebration of the program. It's not a celebration of me. But there's 4 points here. Our brother Jake used to say in Chicago, there's always a celebration. He would take the hurting person and he would try to help the hurting person that came back. That's all I try to do. My 4 points are these. In walking the circles in my life, I go over my 4 points and I go over it, past history of my life. My first point is the drama, is a biological family you came up with, dysfunctional. It's very, very heavy. My second point is talking about the broken relationships. To me, I think that's so important. And my third point is so important is STEPS. In 1985 in Elmhurst, Illinois, I always used to pick up books in churches. One of the books, and this is LA International. One of the books was STEPS, Towards Christ. And I reviewed that after the fire. I had it before the fire. And my fourth point is so important. The relationship with my higher power, which I call as God, Jesus Christ. But going back to my childhood, if I don't get rid of those points, if I don't work on those points, I'm not going to get recovery. I don't care how long I've been around. I'm not going to get recovery. So in my childhood, just a little bit, and I bought a real nice timer called Taylor for $9.95. You can get it at Target. Very nice. And I time myself with my food and time myself with my exercise. But going back to my childhood, I came from a bad environment. Don't know if I can say it without crying, but I, at the age of 10 years old, my bedroom was an attic. And what's so heavy about people that I hear the constant cry about, I would give up on you. Well, my parents gave up on me at an early age in an attic. And my father thought that, it keep me quiet. He buys me a old cereal. And what do? I break it. But the abuse, the physical abuse, I think I got more mental abuse from my father than physical abuse. And so what did I do at the age of 17 years old? I was introduced to the dancing girls, and I was served at 17 years old. So why was that happening? Because I think there's another word in the 4 points. The fifth point is love. What this lovely lady, Winda, shares her experience and thoughts and feelings. We went over a word the other day when the semiosis. I know this is a very heavy word. It's the teetotaler. And with my points here, if you don't get over it, and I'm also valued with Jamie, and he's got another meeting there when I open Sub Zero, and I thank Frank so much. But my other points are the world. I see Anne from Australia. Thank you, Anne, and Mark and Sam and other people that are very instrumental. South Africa, Ireland, Liverpool, UK, the provinces of Canada. But see, I learned to listen, and I need to understand the quality of the penmanship of just taking those points and taking a pen and a piece of paper and saying, I have to move on. There's a phenomenal group called Solistics. It's called Let's Get It All Together. And by getting it all together with my 5 points I brought up, my slogan is today, you meet somebody on the street. So I began walking. I probably walked 5, 6 miles, maybe more today. It's in the rain, but it don't matter. And I met this black man. And, I got the cowboy hat on for window for people in the provinces and other people in the country. And he said, man, I says, did you just move in here? Yeah, it's temporary. I says, we began talking. He says, man, you're the prancer. Can I take you out for lunch? And he said, well, he was skeptical of it. That's what Jake did. That's what Jake did for the young person. That's what Ray M did when he took that walk for me in Palm Springs, California. So I kept on walking today, and one of my stops is over at the car lot. And there's a Spanish boss over there, and if I don't see him every day, they say, well, what's wrong with me? And before that, I had a lady contact me about, cars parked on a double side of the streets on a corner. So before that, I knocked on a door. But see, I can't get all this unless the foundation was founded by Frank and other people and Mark, what he has done, putting all these Zoom meetings up for, all the meetings I have opened. But see, it didn't begin at Zoom. It began with my heart, with 6 months in the program. George knows this. I opened a meeting at Dyer Hospital, and everybody didn't give us a look. What the problem is with the 5 points, I was talking about my childhood a little bit. The 5 points, they don't give us a look. And in one of the readings that I was reading, it said through, it's called A Foundation of Recovery. And it's called A Foundation of Recovery. It's called We're finally getting a look at what's going on. So in my 5 points, the fifth point is so important, love. I suggest, and I don't promote nothing, you see a person of a different culture, a different nature that probably could never been talked to before you came in. One of the greatest fellowships in your life. And I believe it's one of the greatest fellowships in my life because people look upon me, but I look upon that person as suffering. And I would never give up on him. And my partner Jamie from UK would never give up on him. Or Mark from Australia, which at Fairfield meeting, I was there every Thursday that I had problems with Zoom. But yesterday, I met a young man, and I knew he wanted an image of a father. I'm a cool dude, A lot of people are scared of me, but what's inside of me is more important than what I look at outside of me. And he said to me, he says, man, you do, I seen him backwards. And I said, well, the lady had a stroller on the walkway. And if we walked backwards, we'd ran into it. So he began walking backwards on a field.
And then, I said to him, I said, well, I'm going to do some stretching. So I said, usually I do 1,000 crunches a set, and then, can you help me? I said, sure, I can help you. And we began talking. And he told me a couple of stories of his life that I can't review here, but he told me a couple of stories of life. But all he was looking for was an image of a father. He didn't get along with his mother. We talked about his mother. She's 28 years old. And I said, let's sit down for a minute. And he says, okay, I can't live with my mother. She doesn't know how to control her money. I said, is she a gambler? And, he kind of shook his head. And, it's kind of under profile, which she probably was. And, so Nancy, which is her husband, had seven rehab before, and he decided to take another drink, and he passed out. And fortunately, somebody found him on the street, brought my food over there because I wasn't going to quit training. But see, the point I'm getting at is don't ever give up. Don't ever give up on that person, because you know what? My higher power, it's raining out here, but we got good connections. And there's some phenomenal books. And one of the phenomenal books, and people that's here from UK and different parts of the world, and I just love Patsy. Patsy took a few numbers to get here. Not taking her inventory, a few numbers to get here. And sometimes I put together Puppy Joe, which is called on WhatsApp. We have about 20 people. Last night, Ellen should be here. At about 11:45 my time, which was Dan's time, would be 9:45. Not much, a little later than after I got off the meeting with you, Dan, and Michael. So what happened is Daniel. He's from Israel. I sponsored Daniel. I sponsored many people from all over the rural world, been from India, to for people from South Africa. And he's the inspiration that he had. Gonna inspire anybody. What he said to me, what he said to Ellen. I said, when the siren comes, we have to go to the shelter. And I said, well, how many times has it happened? He said, in the last few days. I said, it's probably happened 7 or 8 times. But the inspiration that he gave us. And he told Ellen. And what I think is the problem is Israel pays people to come there. We can talk about that later. But here is a man that can't be married because he's on a different faith. That's where you're walking down the street. You're walking down the street. And you meet somebody like Moody, which I lost about 5 years ago. Walking in Millennium Park, which was a multi-million dollar operation. And I gave my heart to somebody and I made them laugh. Here comes Smokey. Well, he's going to start preaching to us. Oh, I had the affiliation to get people help if they wanted to get people help. And I believe myself what this fellowship's about is that fifth point, it's love. Give people love. Constantly give them love. Somebody keeps saying to me, how are you going to work with that person? Well, I'm assigning other people. My brother Walt, he knew him. Knew a lot of them know Jim was an alcoholic 11 years before he came in his fellowship. When I opened meetings, maybe there wasn't people there. George C., you don't know his background. He traveled with me. He used to live out here, 12 miles from me. He traveled with me to Joliet. 50, 100 miles round trip for me. Why? It's one of the biggest meetings. And we even opened a meeting 30 miles from there in Marseilles. Because George says we're going to do it. And we did it. I even opened another meeting by the airport in Joliet. A lot of people don't realize this all came from Ray M and Jake. This all came from the inspiration of meeting somebody like Frank and Danny, what Danny's doing. And the ladies. In the early years, the ladies weren't in this program. But the ladies like Jennifer, I'm so proud of her. I've been on a lot of meetings with Jennifer. You know, Patsy read something yesterday in the Rose. And in the UK literature, there's two parts. We've been studying this. And I'm so impressed with what's going on at Sub Zero. And I'm beating my beat or hiking my boots up, like my man Marius says. 90% that come to Sub Zero yesterday has accepted this illness. Has accepted this illness. And somebody said that, my sister said, I'd name her, and she said, she didn't know what I was talking about to begin with. The definition of semiosis is a teetotaler. So you're on a, when you're a young kid, you're on a teetotaler. You know, you're going up and down, up and down. And there was a park by me. And that's what I did. But see, for years I went up and down. I didn't drive till I was 29 years old. But a lady, broken relationships, I broke it, Charlene. She told me one day at the age of 28 years old or 29 to drive her car. And I drove her car. And meet somebody like Arnie. Thanks, Arnie, for introducing me at Florida. Very nice. Met somebody like Arnie. And they introduced me. They didn't rip me. I didn't have no money when I went there. I left from Pepsi-Cola to drive to Niagara Falls, which is over 500 miles. I was so tired, I fell asleep in on chairs. And then Davey comes to Arnie and Danny. Let him sleep there. You know, anybody on the street, and in my park, Meadows Park, they wanted to do this over there today. Because it means the world to me. Because Joe over there, my dog, which Quebec, Canada. Dr. Claude Giraud saved his life. And where is Wenda from? A few miles from Quebec, Canada. So when somebody says you're going to give up on somebody in this program, remember it's not about that. It's about that word. I believe myself and myself only, people that I've got, and that word is love. My points that I workshop, I see my time, Danny, and I just give a few points. The character is the ego. The challenge is to begin. The character is selfish. The challenge is given. The character is demanding. The challenge is accepting. The character is baby. And the challenge is grow up, maturity, which I never had. I never had. I'm so working on it. Character is no discipline. The challenge is listen. The character is no structure to go on. The challenge is to believe, which is a big, big word of those points. I wanted to wait to see if people were listening. You have to believe in elders with believing in yourself, no matter how long you've been around. The character is no unity. The challenge is to get dirty and volunteer. The character is to hang with your people, your old people. And you know what the challenge is? A zero. Recovery is a zero. The character is too good for everybody, but your challenge is messed up. Number 10, New Orleans. I can't go there. But the challenge is why? 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 And number 11, let's look at life. It's not worth it. And crime radar in my area, which covers, I don't know, six towns, cities. The challenge is very heavy today. That's overdose. That's drugs. That's alcohol. But see, there's one challenge that's not representative, like in UK. You can't get a mortgage. This is new information. If you're a gambler, they will not okay a mortgage with you if you're a gambler. For the ladies and for everybody here that gives up. And Danny, I'm done in a couple minutes. I see the time. How to help the newcomer. This is out of Walt's book, 1982. Remember how you felt when you first entered the door. Go over and shake your hand and introduce yourself. I opened the meetings. I was sitting, standing outside the road. I was. Listen to what he has to say. Throw away your halo. Tell your own experience rather than give advice. Call him and give up a week. Be gentle with him. There's enough troubles now. Let him feel your love and fellowship. Identify with him. Don't compare. Remember that you can't have a slip and he can become your senior. Remember that you can have a slip and he become your senior. Remember that he is the most important person in the room. Expose your own lurid past so that he can feel at home. And I read this and I'm done, Danny. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank everybody from the world. Thank everybody from the provinces, and thank everybody that's just trying. Resentments, the greatest enemy. A single resentment could plunge you back into the dark world of gambling. It pays to root them out. Live and let live. Excuse rather than accuse. Get off the right and wrong standard. Be more tolerant. Look at the thing that bothers you in a new way and utilize it for your benefit. See that humorous side of it all. Think back to the things that you did when you were in your gambling addiction. Put on ice and use it at an appropriate time in the future. Give Wendy a call. I'm just a puppet. She has the knowledge. I just added that. For Daddy, everybody. Use it as an opportunity to break off dependence and work it solo. Don't talk about it. Resentments gain momentum when talked about. Use the resentment as a reminder. Do not yet get yourself in a vulnerable position. Be guided by your common sense rather than your emotion. Everybody, and there's a phenomenal reading that I read yesterday. I don't know if it's called The Road, and it's for the ladies. If I can, I don't know if here it's called The Rose, but
I can read it.
All right. Thank you so much for your share today, Smokey Joe. It's been very wonderful listening to you. Sounds like you got cut off there just a little bit, so we'll ask Michael to come in and you'll start us off. Thank you so much. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'm a compulsive gambler. And today is day one. I relapsed yesterday, and I feel really bad about it. And my sponsor told me to get to a meeting right away and share. And thank you, Smokey Joe, for your share. I really got a lot out of what you said, and I hope that you guys don't give up on me. I'm gonna keep trying. And that's all I got. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much and welcome back. I'm glad you're here. Thank you. Saki, welcome.
Thank you. My name's Saki. I'm a compulsive gambler. My date of absence is August 24th, 1988. Jennifer P, thank you for your service along with Tony and Dan H. Smokey Joe, brother, you help a lot of people. You give service. You're not just talk. You do. You're a doer. You're one of the brothers that I consider Hall of Fame in compulsive gambling, Gamblers Anonymous. And I want to let you know that you do 24/7. You just don't do guest speakers at the LA Daily. You do whatever it takes to help other people. And I love you, Smokey Joe.
Love you, brother.
Thank you, Saki. Appreciate you being here today. Good to see you. Next, I'll go over to Anne. Anne, welcome.
Thank you. I'd just like to thank Smokey Joe. He's an inspiration for me. Thank you so much. And I have let Mark know that you spoke of him. Loves you. He loves you very much. Thank you, Smokey Joe. Hope to see you in Australia one day.
Thank you, Anne. All right, we'll go over next to Patsy. Patsy, welcome.
Hey, Smokey Joe, you made me cry tonight, because, like you said, that 47 years it took me to get here, and I love you. You're my teacher, and I wouldn't get this far if it wasn't for you and it wasn't for Step Zero, and I love you. You're amazing, and you make me cry tonight. So your share was absolutely tear jerking. So thank you for all that you do. Thank you.
We love you. Love you, Anne, too, from Australia. Forgot to tell you that.
All right, thank you so much. It's so touching. Pat, Johnny, welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much for your service. Everyone else gives service to this wonderful meeting. My name is Johnny. I'm a compulsive gambler. By the grace of God and the help of you all, I have no gambling to report since I found you on the 14th of December, 2020. Smokey, you turned it up tonight, cos very, very powerful. You know, I had the privilege of meeting Smokey in 2020 when I first came into these rooms. And there he was, pillar of strength, screaming down the phone, "You gotta turn it up! You gotta crush it," he said. You know, I can't take off his voice, but in a powerful way, you know what I mean? I'm like a mentor, I still do. A very, very highly educated man with a heart as big as his body. And he have a big body. Yeah, thank you for that. It was very powerful, Smokey. You know, today's reflection was talking about slips and this and that and whatever else in the reflection of the day. And Smokey Joe is one of the There is a few out there, you know what I mean? But he's one of the few that came in and just never went back out. It's been decades now, you know what I mean? So it can be done. Not saying anything about people who do go back out or this or that. I told myself I wasn't going to gamble hundreds of times, put my hand on the blessed Bible, done everything I could possibly do in my power to try and stop, you know. But so coming into this program, I realized I was powerless. And then the admitting of being powerless, you know, was my gate to freedom. So I have a question for you, Smokey, because I think that, you know, we need to pick at that brain again. I've already heard this, so it's more for the privilege of others. I would like to, if you could maybe just ask, what made you really realize that it was over? That rock bottom for you? When did you finally, like, say, you know what? That's it. I've had enough.
I lost my mother. Yeah, when I lost my mother, that was the answer. And traumatic moment when I lost my mother. And who helped me through that? Detroit, Michigan, the National Conference. Chuck Collins, Ray M, many other people. That's the answer when I lost my mother. October 12th, 1985. I was in fellowship 200 days. Love you, Johnny.
Father,
Love you.
thank you so much. It's very touching. Next, George, welcome. Thank you.
Hi, my name is George. I'm a compulsive gambler. Thanks for your sharing today, Joe. We actually started meeting each other, I think it was back in 1985, so that would be 41 years ago. And one of the first things I saw you do as far as service was you led an all-night therapy session in outside of Cincinnati. There were 85 people there, some number like that. And then you got on the intergroup in Chicago, and I wasn't attending at the time, but I would hear that you could barely stay awake sometimes at the meeting because you were getting up at 4 in the morning, and then you'd go to intergroup and you'd have to go back to work in 3 hours. And there were a bunch of guys like that in Chicago that could, or and women too, that could go on 3 or 4 hours sleep and just push their way through. And when we got to be better friends, Joe played softball with me. When Joe got to know me better and he thought there were certain things that I needed help with, he offered his help. One of them was socializing. We used to go to dances in Michigan, I mean, in Indiana and in the south end of Chicago. Joe asked me to get in physical shape one time, and he was at this health club, and he ran around in a pair of work boots with no socks and for like an hour and a half to tell me to get in shape. I won't forget that. A friend of ours named Don M hooked us up. He said, "Why don't you guys hang around each other? You know, you're both single." And I thought it was a good idea at the time. And it turned out to be a really good thing. I got to go visit Joe on the weekends from when I was working out south by Joe. I think the most important thing was, trying to learn how to live with another human being, you know, on the same level and be fair and square, you know, like give and take, not just give and, or not just take and either or both. So I think that's where our relationship solidified. And there was, other things that we had in common. We both liked the outdoors. He definitely liked to walk. He liked music. And Sometimes we'd watch sporting events on TV. Sometimes we would attend high school events on TV. And he came to our north side of Chicago to visit me. And he met my brother. And I'm only saying this because this is just what happens in daily life. We went to watch some stupid football game that had nothing to do with anything, but at the time I thought it was the most important thing in the world. Anyway, Joe and I started having a difference of opinion, and I decided I was going to hit him. So I hit him in the chest, and my fist, it bounced off like a fly off a wall, you know? He didn't even look at me like anything happened. I'm just sharing with you, you know, I don't know if that's a way of being close, but that's what happened there. And Joe was also very aware that he was a very strong guy, and he had to, he knew that he was much stronger than most people, so he had to restrain himself. And it taught me a good lesson. And he's still teaching me lessons too after hearing what I heard today. This thing about don't giving up on anybody was just, it was out of this world, Joe. I just want to thank you for everything you've done for me. I want to thank the program. I want to thank Dan for everything he does. For chairing today, Jennifer, and for those who protect the meeting. Thank you very much.
Love you, George.
Great stuff. Thank you so much. Okay, I have a question. Sophie Joe, I know you've written a few books, and I'm thinking about writing a book. What is your advice to me on getting started on something like that?
Me. Jennifer, we lost you.
There you are.
Yeah, we lost you for a minute. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll repeat the question. I know you've
Yeah.
written a couple of books. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking about writing a book about my gambling life and in recovery and in action. What do you suggest to someone that might be thinking about starting? What's my first step? What do you suggest?
Your first chapter is your clean date. That's your first chapter. Your second chapter is learning to love. That was another book I wrote that I don't know what happened to it, but your second chapter is learning to love. So your clean date in your first chapter, you would explain your road to your clean date because you. Sorry, but your first date is so important. And then the second chapter is learning how to love, because that's what we have to do. And there's, you know, you got to make sure you don't get ripped off. Nancy, sensation, we had her before, not taking her inventory, but she will help you with her life. She's on Florida Daily. You know her, I think. You know who she is. But it takes the way to explain it, Jennifer, put your words. Don't put some psychic words in there, like my brother Jamie would say. Put some of your walks, of your brutal conditions before you really accepted this illness. That's all I can say about it. And I wrote I don't know, Wind in the Nose. I can't even find the book. Well, Living a Dream, and I wrote The Real Dream, which was really messed up, and Learning to Love, I think I wrote too. I can't find that book though. Maybe somebody pirated. I got to be funny after being so emotional. Pirated. And yeah, that's all I got, Jennifer. And thank you. But yeah, you can, Nancy, be glad to work with you. You give me, I give you her email, and but she's phenomenal.
Thanks, Smokey Joe. I appreciate your advice and Thank you so much. All right, Dan, you have your hand up. Come on in.
I have my hand up. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you for hosting today. And thank you for Tony helping us in the background. And thank you to Smokey Joe for being of service, of service, of service in so many arenas, in so many places, in so many ways. And I'm so glad that we had an opportunity to have him here with us at the LA Daily. If we don't know Joseph M. by now, you should. He is literally everywhere, and he's helped so many people, so many over the years. Starting meetings, being a sponsor, being a mentor, being there for others, and also helping before that with his bodybuilding and helping younger men, you know, build themselves and training, and just an amazing person all around, you know. And if you didn't know it, you know, I always say, one of my things is that we've had this LA Daily meeting going on for over 6 years and a month or two, you know. But the reason I can say that is because of Joe. Because Joe, when we didn't have anyone to take over Sunday for us, Joe stepped in and said, I'll do it. We can't let this meeting go. And I think it was a good 2 years, or maybe even more, maybe a little bit less. But he didn't have any backup. How long was it?
Almost five.
No backup. He was all by himself. There was no, well, I mean, he might have had somebody to help whatever when he could, but for the most part, there was no co-host. It was all by himself. He had to do the readings. He posted, he did everything all by himself, and he kept the meeting going. And therefore, when Frank and I and others say that this meeting has been going on every single day for over six years, it's because of Smokey Joe. And that is very, 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 very inspiring. There's also other meetings, one that I was involved with on Monday nights. Same thing happened there. The meeting was ready to go, and Smokey came in and saved it. And it's been over 2 years with that. I came back, and he did what he could with that. And then I came back and helped as well. There's a gentleman, Mike W., that's also a member of our program, and he gives back in every way that he can. But he's a little challenged, and Smokey's always there for him, and I'm there for him as well. We're here for each other is what it comes down to. And Joseph M., is a clear example of what it means to be of service, to be there for someone else. He'll pick up a call any time or day if you need it. He's there for you when you need him the most. And I have to say that I might not be available all the time where he is. And he gives his heart. It's, you can tell it's all from love and heart. And that does not go unnoticed, Joseph. I really appreciate all you do here for us and for what you've done for everybody else. If you could imagine every person that he's touched over the 40 years, every person, that one more person was touched, and then another one by that one. You're really, really someone in our program, and I really appreciate you, Joe. Thank you for being part of my life, and I have an experience to know you and to understand you once in a while, and I really, really appreciate you. Thank you again, and I don't have any questions, just a great comment, so appreciate you. Thank you, Jennifer. And Jennifer, well, we might have stepped away for a second, no problem. Oh, no, there she is. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi there, I'm here. I was just waiting a moment for Smokey to rejoin. It looks like we lost him right there for just a minute at the end of your share.
Oh, I didn't touch him. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no, I know.
I hope he come back. That's terrible. Where did he go?
Where did he go? I sent you a message, Dan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking too much.
Okay.
Let's see here. Yeah, he's gone. So... hopefully you get, oh, there he is. Smokey,
oh,
you're back.
Oh, there he is. You're back. Okay, perfect.
There he is. Good. You're back in, Smokey. Can you unmute? There you are.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you again for everything. And I'm turning it back to Jennifer.
Yeah, we love you. And I got something for Walt's book when we close it out. Go ahead, Jennifer.
All right. Thanks so much. Jonathan H., please come on in. Welcome.
Hello. Jonathan H. from a compulsive gambler. I think my question is, do you have any, really loud, I don't know if you can hear me, do you have any thoughts on starting a new physical meeting, thoughts on advice? That's my question. Thank you so much.
We lost them.
I think we're losing you, Smokey Joe, in and out. The question was, do you have any advice or suggestions about starting a new Gamblers Anonymous meeting in person?
Well, the key is to get three or four people to support you. I mean, because a lot of people start meetings and there's no support. And I thought that you guys might lose me in the rain here, the thunderstorms, but we're back. Yeah, that's the only suggestion that I have, because I started all these meetings, and I took over a meeting 74 miles one way. 74 miles one way. It was 128 miles. And but did that on Sunday for a couple of years. And George loved it, because when they had a pinning, they had a cater. But you gotta have people to support you. Zoom and live meetings is completely different, Jonathan. Zoom and that's all I got.
All right, thank you so much for the question, and thank you, Smokey. Next, welcome, Denise. Good to see you. Denise, are you available? There you are.
Yes, bag. I've been having so much problems with my phone lately. Yeah. Anyway, congratulations, Smokey Joe. I just like to say my experience with you has been awesome. You have changed me from a broken person into a genuinely complete, mature adult. You've taught me empathy. You've taught me sympathy. You've given me encouragement. You have inspired me to want more. You have taught me that it's only up to me if I want to change. Your speeches, your sermons, your testimonials are absolutely inspiring. When I heard you speak and I heard the sincerity and the passion in which you spoke, I wanted to be you. I wanted to feel the enthusiasm of change. I wanted to know what it felt like to be that definite, that sure, that powerful about being different, about being your genuine self. And that's what came through to me. When I heard you give those speeches on your tapes, I wanted to be you. I wanted to be changed. I began to understand what it felt like to be new. And that's what GA gives you. It gives you an opportunity to be new. And when you come from terror, trauma, a bruise, when you come from those type of situations and you step into GA and you begin to feel new, your whole body changes, your whole mindset changes. You release all the tension, you release all the stress, all the negativity, and then you start building on the foundation of positively I can. And that's exactly what you taught me. You taught me how to do that. You taught me how to forgive. And I am so grateful that I know you. I am so grateful that you took your time to give me what you had, your inspiration, your experience, your knowledge, and your teaching. I will never forget you for that. I will never forget you, period, because you've been always been there, no matter what. And we argue a lot, but no matter what, you stuck with me. You knew I was hard-headed, and you gave it right back to me. I really appreciate that. You've been the best friend I could ever have. Thank you. Thank God for you, because I know God put people in our way that we need to have in our environment, and you was right there when I needed you. So God bless you. Thank you. And may you keep going and forever get the right people that need you. Love you. Thank you. And congratulations.
Yeah, I always love you.
Wow, that was so beautiful. Thank you both for that. I'm going to just ask if there's any other comments or questions, and then if not, we'll go ahead and close the meeting out with a serenity prayer. Amazing, amazing meeting. Thank you so much. I'm so glad everybody showed up. And in case you couldn't make it, or you wouldn't be here if you didn't. But if you wanted to let others know that this meeting happened and you want to hear the recording, it's available. It'll be available in a couple of days at our Gamblers and Recovery website. And you'll find that recording on top with, along with so many others. And also a few others from Joseph M. as well that are in there from before. I wanted to thank so much that Tony's already left and Jennifer for hosting. I'm going to go ahead and at this point, turn off the recording.
Hey, Danny, I want to read this from Alt's book. Everybody's got a gift in return. I want to repay Gamblers Anonymous and Gammonon for a gift. They gave to me, but how do you thank people for saving your life? Devoid of purpose, full of negative feelings, emptiness and loneliness fill of every moment. Not a person to confide in or share my grief. I did not know that this is not the way to pass. Each day and dust wastes a lifetime. They welcome me with open arms and slowly nurture my growth. I don't care how long you've been around or what you're suffering, just adding that. They never gave me up and allowed me to change and mature. They breathe life, love, and joy, and showed me the steps to achieve my goal, like lovely Wanda does. They were always there, and I tasted their open serenity and wanted more. Slowly, I shed my empty shell and replaced it. I could now appreciate happiness, laughter, friendship, and love. Could this actually be happening? Have I learned to use myself differently? If it was possible for me, could I help others? I have found a constructive way to express my gratitude. Let me be the one to listen and console, to share another problems and other suggestions. Let me show another the tools what works for me. I found this philosophy in every aspect of my life. Every time I help give a life back to someone else, I recognize how far I come. In this way, I will continue to repay Gamblers Anonymous and Gammonon for giving me back to life. I love you with the present, with the present in the picture. That's 1982 from Walt Book. Thank you.
Beautiful. That was beautiful. What a beautiful way to close the recording. Thank you so much for that, Smokey. Let me pause it and stop it here. Absolutely great.